What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. This is episode one of season three, and everybody is in the house, as you can see now. So here is your surprise. Cookie?
Hello.
Pepper?
Hi.
Jasmine?
What up?
So this is what we look like.
And sorry.
Sorry to.
My bad.
Pepper, sorry to disappoint you.
I'm not sorry. I look good.
You bitch.
You do look good for a woman your age.
I do. Whatever. Don't talk about my age.
Being generous with the compliments this year, Jester.
Not important right now.
I mean, for somebody age who's half a century old, she looks really good.
Age is just a number, okay?
Yeah, but in your case, it's a really big number.
No, it's not that big. Whatever. Shut up. You're just the same age.
Don't spread untrue rumors.
You're older than me, actually.
There is absolutely no merit or foundation to any of that.
Bestie's older than me.
Yeah, don't you wish.
You are by a month. He is.
Just by a month.
So, guys, how's it going?
Cookie, you're the youngest, right?
He wishes.
No?
You might be the I think you might be the youngest.
Are you the youngest, Cookie?
You are the youngest. I'm second youngest.
You're the baby.
Yeah, because I'm just a little bit younger than Pepper.
No, you're not. You are older than me.
And then for sure, Cookie's younger than me.
No. You're older.
I was born in 80, so.
So was I.
Yeah, but like before me.
In March. You're February, so hello. Comes before 83. March. 83?
I was born in 83.
You're a baby.
Oh, crap. I am the youngest then.
What year were you born?
84.
Dad, damn.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, crap, I'm fucking old.
I was already four. Well, let's not talk about age. It's not important right now.
Right. So what did you guys do with your time off? What did you guys do on your break?
Nothing.
Sleep.
You slept?
Yeah.
Lucky you.
A lot of sleep. A lot of work. A lot of sleep.
Oh, my God.
Well, nothing
adventurous.
How was yours, Cookie?
No, I didn't do anything. Nothing productive.
God, you guys are so boring. There's no light in your life. No, no fun stuff. What about you, Bessie?
Well, me, I did a lot of
soul searching.
That's what I was gonna say. I so was gonna say that right now.
Yeah. We'll call it soul searching.
I was so gonna say that.
They
legalized. Whose soul were you searching?
I mean, it's legal now, so yeah, we were gonna go with soul searching. Right after I came back from church, I started going to church again.
Oh, whatever. Are you talking about me? Because I said. He's lying. He's lying. He's
lying. Did you really?
No,
you,
he didn't.
What? Well, I mean, it's a third degree burn.
It's like a Rastafarian church kind of thing.
Oh, my God. He's talking about. Oh. Yeah.
The Church of Pico Rivera.
It's like the weed clinic.
It's church, okay?
That's not church.
It could be church.
It's cleansing. It's spiritual.
They don't splash oil on you.
That would be fucking hilarious. You come in, they splash weed oil on you. You
or they have a thing where like you could bless yourself. It's all.
It's bong water.
I bless myself with other things.
Oh my goodness.
So when I say I went back to church, that's what I meant. I went to. I found a Rastafarian church to go to once or twice a week.
Is that it? Get up your game with the worship.
God. Is it Catholic?
I just said it's a Rastafarian.
Well, I don't even know what the hell that is. What is a Rastafari? It sounds like safari or something. I don't know.
Keep talking.
No. A Rastafari. If I had to put that together, it would mean like a roster in a safari. I don't know. Rastafari. What does it mean? What does it mean? Screw you guys.
Google it.
I'm not
a roster.
What does it mean?
She's Googling it.
I'm all looking like, what does it mean?
just finger
like
through all that porn.
At a convalescent home, a roster.
A Rastafari, it says Rastafari hair, Rastafari hat, whatever. What does that mean? It doesn't tell me anything.
Rastafari.
Spell it for me.
Oh my goodness. She can't even Google it because she can't.
Yeah, you should just say, okay, Google, what is Rastafari?
No, I'm not talking to nothing no more because Alexa apparently gets crazy with me.
She's a real bitch.
Yeah, she is. She's like, bitch, next time say connect your phone, not Bluetooth. Like, what? I don't know what to tell you, like how to
Well,
sound.
Was
like,
she wrong?
No.
She never is.
She's a dumb bitch. I don't know. It's bringing up some African-American person. So what does that mean? Look, it brought up a black guy.
I believe you. I'm not saying you're lying. See? I'm just saying you're ignorant.
Oh, you can't see my phone.
Does he look Jamaican?
A little bit.
Does he look like he's smoking weed?
No, he's holding a baby. Probably one of his many.
Is the baby smoking weed?
No. But she does have a crack pipe.
Terrible. You're terrible.
Anyways, the Rastafari religion like has weed as a part of it. So they use it for, you know, worship and like spiritual stuff.
There's really a religion like that? Really?
Yes, there is. That's what it is.
How
That's
do you join?
You did when you signed up at the church and made your first donation.
Oh. Boo. I thought it was more funner. Like,
I donated during happy hour.
Fuck happy hour. I never make it.
Well, if you didn't get up at the ass crack of
I get
noon,
up early, but I can't go that quick. Like, I like to do night things.
Is it because you're scared to walk down the hall?
No.
And look at open doors?
No. It's kind of scary, but you know what?
You should tell Jasmine what happened to you.
What do you mean what happened to me?
And why you're now afraid to walk down the halls of your own
the
house.
The situation.
Well, you're talking about my Christmas break.
Your
my
jizzy
Christmas
situation.
Break. Oh, my God. I've had a fucking hell Christmas break. So, I go outside.
This is good, dude.
Well, I'll start it from the beginning, but my son, he's playing, you know, the fucking Fortnite all day. And I'm like, be quiet. So I shut the door. So from like 7 o'clock in the afternoon all the way to like about 10:30, 11, I'm like, I'm going to go outside, smoke a cigarette. Then I'm going to come back and get my stuff and then leave. Okay, Mom. So the door was closed. So I come in and then I tell my boyfriend, like, hey, you want to come in and say hi to him? And then he's like, yeah. So we went in. And he walks in first and sees my son whacking it off. With the door open. The door was fucking open.
When was he using proper form?
Whacking it with reckless abandon, I believe, is the medical term.
Yeah, so
for it.
I heard. Yeah, I walked in. And so I'm locking the door, going down the hall. And he had just walked in on him. Instead of stopping and getting up and closing the door. No, this shit's still going at it. Because I walk in to say, like, oh, hey, we're going to be leaving. And he's still yanking it. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
he's either really good at it or really bad at it.
That was the best like, part. That he didn't give a fuck. It was like zero fucks given.
I would have got up after somebody walked in and closed the door with it in my hand. I don't care. Like, I would have closed it. But this guy just kept continuing, like, oh, nobody walked in the first time. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, yeah, that was just gross. I don't want to experience that
What was
shit.
He watching?
I have no idea. Well,
he was watching Cookie's Instagram feed.
My boyfriend, he was FaceTiming Cookie. No, I don't know what he was looking at. My boyfriend knows, but I don't, and I don't want to know. So if you're gonna say, honey,
we all have our extracurriculars.
You know what? I think we should have Squanto read off a list
out,
of his browser history,
yeah,
and she can walk out, and we'll play like Dear Mama in the background. Or something.
Like, I'll walk out, and he can discuss that with you guys. But I am not like I don't care to see what he's looking at. I hope he's looking at the right stuff, though. But.
What's the right stuff?
Yeah, I was
going right to
I think everybody was just going to ask the same thing.
Like,
please,
you know,
enlighten
I don't. You really want me to say?
Stuff. Let's see.
Oh, fuck. Here
cracking
we
off
go.
Material.
The
Let's
right
go.
Stuff
Let's
is just like it. A hot girl and a hot guy doing it. I don't know. Like, don't look at other stuff.
Bums fucking
like mommy fucks daddy. Or
what the fuck's wrong with the soup kitchen?
Or, oh, stepmommy and daughter.
Nothing.
What are Dirty Mike and the Voice supposed to do, you fucking asshole?
Like stepmom and daughter and then, you know, no, uh-uh. Or mom
are
does.
Keeping assholes okay?
Yeah, like anything has to do with the mom.
But she's like, but keeping assholes okay.
Anything that has to do with the mom or like stepmom, like I think that's gross, so.
From what I'm getting from this conversation, she's just like not into role.
She's just being judgmental.
I'm into role playing, but not that kind of shit. I don't want to role play a family member and my other family member fucking me. Like, no.
Can you get off your high horse?
I want to role play and be like fucking, I don't know, fucking some kind of character or some shit. Like, oh,
like a donkey?
Like, I can do schoolgirl and teacher or boss and, you know, employee or shit like that, but not fucking mom and dad or stepdad or mom, stepmom. Ew. Keep it out of the family in porn, please.
That's just what.
No, and don't fucking say daddy in the fucking porn. It's disgusting.
We went down that road one time. We were looking for videos for that, the porn center skit that we did.
It was the best porn ever until she started talking.
Yeah, it was like right. It was like a 15-minute video. And at like 14:57, she's like, oh, daddy. And this one's like, turn it the fuck off right now.
I'm like, uh-uh. That's just fucking... I went from like, if I had a dick, it'd be like this. Woo! Down. Like, uh-uh. I was like, shut it off.
Daddy?
It killed her lady boner.
Daddy.
When I'm in the mood, you can say it now, but like when I'm in the mood, I'm like, fuck that. That just shuts me down. Like, psh, duh. Boner killer, whatever.
Well,
it's nasty.
There's
how about the song Father Figure by George Michael?
I never heard it.
Does that do anything for you?
I wouldn't have it playing when I'm fucking.
That would be funny to work it into her sex mix without her knowing.
Her sex mix.
Oh my
so
god.
So we're gonna make her son a jerk off list. the night that she told us.
It was like that Thanksgiving weekend because he did it the day after Thanksgiving. It was Black Friday. He did it on Black Friday.
Black Friday. Okay.
On the holiest of shopping days.
Yes. How dare him.
He beat his meat at 50%.
Oh my god, he stroked his turkey.
Is anything sacred to your son?
I was just like, thank god
other
I didn't
than his dick?
My thing is thank god I didn't walk in on him banging his ass because I really would have lost my shit. Like
his ass.
Yeah. If he would have been doing that, I would have been like, what the fuck are you doing?
With the plunger.
Like take that finger out, and wash it. And go the fuck to bed.
No, because like, she said, well, I don't think it could get worse. I was like, you could have walked in and saw him with his dick in one hand and a plunger in his ass in the other.
Oh,
the other, I mean.
Or one of my dildos. Oh, my God.
One of your dildos. And your blanket.
Oh, my blanket. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, that's not even the end of it. Yeah. So
there's more?
This fucker,
do laundry.
This fucker loves my blanket. Like, he's always used it at night, and then I'll take it back when he's asleep, whatever. So when during his jack-off time.
Sleeping on his own pillow.
He had my blanket this whole time, and I'm like, oh, my God. So then. It's like if he was doing it on purpose, because he'd come in my room and be like,
maybe he was.
He's like, mommy.
Maybe he was like smelling you. Like,
mommy, do you want your blankie? And I'm like,
so
no.
You're okay with daddy, but I mean, mommy gets you?
I'm not
mommy's
fucking,
fine?
I'm not. No, no, no. I won't use
mommy,
that.
Mommy?
I won't use that in the bedroom. He's my son. He can call me mommy, but like, I will not use that in the bedroom. Don't call me mommy, and I'm not calling you daddy. Like, those are the rules. Do not use those in
wait,
the bedroom.
Let me write this down. Let me write this down real quick.
So that's how that works, right?
I've been doing it wrong. I have
call
a couple
me whatever
of people
you
to text
want,
and apologize to.
Do not say to. Mommy or, and don't make me say daddy. Like, yeah. So, yeah, but it's gross. He tried covering me with that fucking blanket, and I'm like, get it out of here. He's like, why don't you want it? Like you don't know why
my
I don't want
it. My grandchildren are all over it.
Yeah. Like, ew. Right? Cuddle with babies.
Because
like,
I don't want to get pregnant. That's why.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, because I told him I was cleaning.
He wraps you in his baby garden.
I was cleaning out his room like the following week. And fucking Bessie's like.
She has an oversized shoe.
Make sure,
right?
What did you say? Make sure you don't get pregnant. I'm like, ew.
Don't sit on his bed. You might get pregnant.
So, yeah. And this whole time, I've always saw white stains all over his bed, pillow, God knows, all over the goddamn shit.
What did
shit.
You think it was?
He said it was his drool. And I'm like, you don't get drool down there. Like, maybe the pillow, well, but not wait, down there.
Wait, now that you know what he was doing, maybe it was his drool.
That's gross.
But it was just there intentionally.
Yeah, that's sick. And my mom saw it the week before I caught him jacking off, and she's like, use a towel or get some tissues. And I'm like, oh my God. Am I the only normal one that cares? That's disgusting.
For Christmas, he gets the Costco size like toilet paper thing. You're welcome. That's like a week's worth of jacking off.
Six pack of hand socks.
Thank God that you have a girl, because a boy, ugh, I want to return him. Like, it's disgusting. I want like a refund. I want a girl. I thought I was having a girl. It's gross.
Now accepting Mother of the Year.
That's me. Woo! 2019 coming up. I'll be best mother of the year. Awesome.
Move over, Casey Anthony.
When she first told us that story, the gross. First thing that I thought of was the mail call. The first mail call that we did when Jasmine the read the Kleenex. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the Kleenex thing. Yeah.
That's we know who wrote it now.
No.
No, he just started, so she's going to be writing one soon.
Oh, my God. No, I'm just giving him a fucking towel, and that's it. Like, deal with it. If it's hard, I don't know, wash it, because I ain't touching it. That's gross. That's disgusting.
Crusty.
Here's your blankie back.
Yeah, and he covers with me, and I wake up, and I'm like, why am I covered in this? And I'm like, get it off. Why don't you want mommy's blankie anymore?
I did.
You don't
get
like it?
It?
I'm like, ew, get away. Get you're off. Disgusting.
That's why I'm giving it to you.
He's gross.
Megan, how old is your son?
11. He'll be 12 in next month. Mm-hmm.
11?
Yeah, and I've seen those stains on his bed since he was 9.
Oh, wow.
I don't think that's physically possible at 9.
I don't know. But they were there since 9, and I always wondered, and he said it was his drool. And then he lied to me that day when he said it was drool that morning, and I caught him doing something at night. Like, it's not fucking drool, liar.
Some kids are good at school. Others are not.
But, like, he's gross. He's disgusting. He's fucking disgusting.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Like, ew. I was playing with Barbies at his age. I was. I was in advance until 13. A little bit. Just tiny. A little tad.
A little bit.
I was learning. But I wasn't doing that shit at 11. I didn't bang myself until God knows when. But not that young. Wow. Yeah, so that's my Christmas vacation. Merry Christmas, guys. Happy fucking New Year.
I texted you about the cookie decorating party, right? Did I text you, Chester?
I think so.
Yeah, well, we went to a cookie decorating party for Christmas, and my daughter was asking for... She was decorating these, like, gingerbread... What do you call it? Gingerbread men.
Yes.
And there was, like, icing there. Mm. And she was like, is there any flesh-colored icing? And the lady goes, no. I only have green, yellow, red, white, black. And she looks at it and she goes, well, I don't want to make a black Santa. Like, out loud. For everyone to hear. And
what
I was
did
just,
you
like,
teach
died.
Her?
I was like, no, she didn't.
Black
she didn't
Santa.
Say that loud. But, yeah, I was just dying laughing. Because I don't think she meant it in that context, but it was just funny.
Move over, Pepper. Like, we have a new mother of the year.
Ah! Oh, me?
Yeah, yes. Not me.
Yes, Jasmine. You are the winner. What 2018's are you mother of the year.
Black Santa. Goes with Black Friday, no?
At least she didn't say Black Jesus or something.
Black Jesus. Jesus is no color. Jesus has no color lines.
God is a woman, remember?
God is...
Yeah, I saw a dogma. It's Alanis Morissette.
God is a woman? There's no God.
That's what Ariana Grande said, too. Speaking of Ariana Grande.
She said there's no God?
No, your son is God as a woman.
There's no God though. I am God.
Oh, wow.
We're just blasphemous tonight, aren't we?
I'm not God. I'm the.
The show is hit an all time
low. Why
are
you so pretty? Huh?
So, we're gonna since we have like 2019 coming up on us, we thought we'd do a little year in review for everybody out there. And
year in review?
Oh.
So, let's see. If you walked up to a stranger and they were like, "What happened this year?" What would you tell them?
Nothing. Nothing about my life. I'd make up some story.
Nothing really eventful happened in my life.
Say they were in a coma and they didn't know what the fuck happened. Where they were asleep for a whole year. How would you catch them up? What would you tell them?
Go back in that coma because this world is not fucking great.
2018 was a bust.
Wake up 2020. I heard it's going to be good. I don't know. Yeah. I would not. I don't know. There would be nothing to say.
There were dudes in rompers.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
There was this fucking wall.
There was a royal wedding. A president died.
Nobody cares about that president, though.
Well, he's dead now.
That needs to go next.
Oh, dang.
We replaced a black one for an orange one.
Colors.
President. So we exchanged a black president for an orange one.
Confifi.
Kylie Jenner hid the fact that she was pregnant, right?
Yep.
Not well.
Justin Bieber got married.
Ugh.
Usher filed for divorce.
I didn't even know he was married.
Herpes will do that.
Me neither, actually.
He's gotten a lot of diseases, she's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just knew he had herpes, but I didn't
That's
know he was married.
Double fucking up on that.
We almost.
He didn't even release a song all year.
We when was the last time he released a song?
We almost went to war.
No, not since he's had herpes.
Producer or something, no. We almost went to war when?
The whole Korea thing?
Oh, I didn't pay no attention to that. We weren't going to go to war.
Why are you talking about my people? What Korea?
We were going to go to war. This year, the orange president and the fat yellow president were fighting.
You said.
The fat orange one and the fat yellow one were fighting. Yes.
You're such a dick.
That's how it worked out.
This person was in a coma. We were trying to be as descriptive as possible.
And then Russia got involved.
Again.
People always getting involved in shit.
And then
people died.
Oh, they legalized marijuana in California and a bunch of other states, but I live here, so I figured I'd highlight California.
It was always legal. People just didn't know it.
What planet are you from?
People just didn't know it.
I wish.
Yeah. Like, I just smoked it. I didn't wait for the law.
Where do you work?
Everywhere. Here.
Depends
I don't need to
available.
Work. You don't talk. Don't talk about my life. What is your problem?
He's all one corner.
It's Friday. Don't be asking me hard questions.
Like, where does
my
she
end
work?
Of the week,
don't you have a son to walk in on?
No, I'm done walking in. I saw it. That's it. I'm done. Now I go with my eyes like this. Son, are you dressed?
Shit's a one and done.
It can be done with fully clothed. Do you know that, right?
No, his ass was laying with his pants half down and his little hand in the thing there.
Nope, he's doing it wrong.
With the phone, like this. Yanking that shit real hard, like, boy, you're going to pull that off. It's going to fall off.
And then you'll get the daughter you always wanted. I don't really see how you're losing right now.
I don't know, but I just don't want grandchildren at a young age.
Well, you don't have to worry about that.
Because you're not young.
I am very fucking, whatever, I am young. Screw you. I don't think so. I am very young. I'm young at heart.
Thank you, Jester. Thank you. Thank you for the setup. I appreciate that.
Good job, guys. Good fucking job.
Air high five.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are stupid.
Ignorant. The word
and
is
ignorant.
And it's
funny because it even goes the right direction on the camera.
Yeah. One more time.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are dumb. guys are very ignorant. Whoops, something fell.
Your dignity and self-respect?
That fell a long time ago.
You better pick it up.
That fell a long fucking time ago. I haven't had that in years.
Why don't you show us what you do have?
I have titties. They're so huge, though. I don't know what happened over summer break. Christmas break.
The holidays have been plentiful, so do I.
It's all the fucking eggnog and tamales. I don't know. Life has blessed me. Thank you, God, for giving me that one thing.
Is that where it goes? Is that where it goes to? If
we, yeah, I go straight to the titties. Something fell. I gotta find it. Hold on, guys. No, I'm not giving Cookie Head either.
I don't want it.
He's like, Pepper, stop touching me.
No means no.
No, that means yes. That means you want it more.
Wow. And that's why Pepper now has a son.
Did you go to the school of Bill Cosby?
I had a son because I just wasn't thinking at the time, but.
Oh, no.
Wasn't thinking at the time.
Or this one.
Can you notify me of times when you are thinking?
I was young and dumb, and I was a little intoxicated, like a lot.
Intoxicated.
I was a lot. I came from a microbrew. Like, yeah, I was tired. I was horny. What else was I gonna do? It was early.
That makes
you know
sense.
Those things end early. What are you gonna do at 4 o'clock in the afternoon when you're wasted?
So who sponsored your conception? Then?
So yeah, I had a baby.
Who sponsored your conception? Paps.
She's all Paps.
It was
PBR.
It was time to have a baby. I was already old. Time to settle down.
Oh, was? Yeah, you were. You were what? Like in your early 40s?
Oh. No, I was in... Not even my 30s. I was like 27.
He was a miracle baby.
He was Jesus, baby Jesus. I always say he was the Antichrist.
Used to?
He still is, kind of.
A little bit.
Just a tiny bit.
A little bit.
Tad. A little touch of it.
So what else? Happened this year? This year, there was a concert that went boom.
Yeah. Was that this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was on. It was the last season.
The Vegas.
I was in there. That's right.
Vegas.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was, huh? No.
I think we're talking about two different concerts.
It was the following year because I was in Vegas before that for my son's baseball tournament. So it was last year, not this year.
Yeah, last
year. Yeah. Why are we talking about last year? That's old shit.
2018.
No, it was 2017 when it happened. We are 2018.
The Ariana Grande thing or the
Vegas
shooting?
The Vegas was 2017.
But the Ariana Grande thing was 2018, wasn't it?
I thought that was 17, too.
No.
I don't know.
I thought that was this year.
We've had shootings.
Fuck checker.
Yeah.
Where's fuck checker?
Fuck checker. When was the Ariana Grande shooting? That was a phony.
17. What about the other one?
Which one?
The other one she was talking about, the Vegas one.
That one was in 17.
That was over the summer.
Because I was in Vegas a month before that.
When did they legalize weed again?
2017. Boom. Because I remember saying, fuck, I could have got shot because I was in Vegas.
2017. Oh my God, she's right.
You were saying could have, we were saying should have.
I know my shit today.
I think that means, doesn't that mean all three of us have to take a drink?
Mm-hmm. Damn it.
What?
Goodbye, sobriety.
Whatever.
We unveiled Pepper's drinking game. Rice and Beans.
I thought we're playing like all year round.
We debuted Rice and Beans Radio. And they'd be staring at us like.
The last time we played that game, we were drunk. Really drunk.
What, Pepper's drinking game? Yeah, that's the point. It's so us and everybody
that's
else
can
get
wasted.
That's
a fun game for you guys, not for me.
Play along.
Because I can't get drunk. Because I can't drink to my stupidity.
Yes,
you
can. You
really should.
Everybody can.
I should.
It's a celebration of life.
It is.
Because you have headphones on, you're technically considered a listener. So it's a game for the listener to play. So if you're listening to yourself say dumb things, then you should be able to drink just like anybody else.
Pick up that cup.
The rest of us are drinking every other time you say something. Why shouldn't you?
Because
it's not
an
answer. I can't
drink to my own stupidity. Like,
why not? We do.
Oh, yeah. I said something dumb. I don't know when I say something dumb. I think I say something smart all the time.
How about this? If we're playing the game and one of us picks up a glass and starts drinking, that's a good indication that you just said something dumb.
Ignorant.
But to you guys, it's dumb. But to me, it's smart.
Let's take a drink.
Yeah. Let's everybody drink.
That was not dumb. It wasn't smart, but it was somewhat, you know.
Dumb.
Between dumb and smart.
So it was a weird year.
Thank you, Jasmine.
Oh, I like her cup.
Got my cap.
That's cute. Little disguise. That's for baseball.
Yeah. I get it.
Man, there's really not a lot of shit that happened in 2018. That's pretty fucking awesome, seems like.
You know what? Every year I say it's going to be a better year for me this year, and it never is. So hopefully 2019 will be the better year.
Fingers crossed.
Because 2018 was shitty.
It was all right.
You think so? It was all right.
Mine was cool.
Yeah.
Mine's wasn't.
I had a good time. What was the highlight of your 2018?
The highlight of my 2018 was...
You got engaged, right? Or was that
last
year?
Yeah, that was last year. Not working for the first 5 months was pretty awesome.
Right? That's got to be kind of cool.
It really was.
You
would not be mad at that.
No, not at all. Not at all.
You're retired?
I'm out of retirement now.
Aww.
I'm working once again. What about you?
What about me? There's no highlight in my fucking life. Did you not hear me talk about my life right
Make
now?
Make something up.
Oh, let me see.
You
I bought
didn't
a house
get pregnant.
I know, a little fucking effort.
I can't get pregnant. My tubes, yeah, like, come on. The factory's closed, so that's not, like...
So that's good news for everybody else.
It was more of a public service than anything else.
That's been good news since 2007. Closed, shut down. Mm-hmm.
Over a decade of greatness.
Yeah, there's no highlight in my life besides my highlighter and my bronzer. But that's it. So go, you. What's your highlight?
That's funny. Asian Pabst. I wonder if I have to drink that sideways.
Did you say
Jasmine? Ruling?
Nice. Where'd you get that?
Out of the cooler.
Oh, okay. Is that Blue Ribbon?
No, just from Ralph's, from the regular store. But it's just funny, I guess.
Is that Blue Ribbon?
Yeah, but it's
Oh, it's
like
the Chinese
Asian.
New Year.
So does that mean you have to drink it sideways?
I don't know.
Jasmine said yes.
Oh, okay, then, yeah. I mean, it's Fortune Cookie Friday.
That's the... When is Chinese New Year? That it was, like...
It usually is in, like... I think it's February.
Oh.
Around Valentine's Day. Or the week of Valentine's Day.
Why do you guys celebrate it a month away from our New Year?
I don't
Technically,
know.
Technically, it's the calendar. Theirs is first.
Yeah, it's February 5th.
February 5th. Mm-hmm. Well, ours is January
30th.
It's going to
be year
January
of
1st.
The... Let's see. Let me look.
Monkey.
Pig.
Fucker.
Monkey pig. Fucker. Monkey pig. Fucker.
What the?
Year
it's
going to
be the year of the pig.
Bring it back 83.
Are you Year of the Pig? Yes.
Yes, I am.
It's your year.
If you couldn't tell by this right here.
Oh, it's a cute little piggy.
Guilty. It's holiday weight. And I've been celebrating the holidays for like 10 years.
Usually when it's your year, it's supposed to be like lucky for you.
Fingers crossed.
The camera adds 10 pounds.
Like it's supposed to be, but yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, you have to sit next to what's her name, you know, all year. So.
What? What do you mean, what's her name? Her name is Pepper. You guys are assholes. This is why
you
I
are
don't,
what you eat.
This is why I don't come over here to talk on your podcast. Because you guys are assholes. Cookie's nice, though.
Sometimes.
I love cookie. Who doesn't love cookie?
My parents.
I was going to say my aunt.
Oh, they don't know no better.
My aunt, my uncle. I got a couple cousins.
Nobody likes you?
No.
Oh, it's okay. I like you.
I'm that cousin. Uh-oh.
Nah, who cares? Nobody likes me either. Not even in his family.
High five.
It's all right, because Pepper is that cousin too.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think your brother was talking shit to me that one time.
My brother talks shit to everybody.
Says, put some clothes on. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, this is a family party. Because I was wearing a bathing suit. Like,
oh, Mixit gave her, was messing with her and gave her shit at my dad's birthday bash in the summer.
Yeah.
Not nice.
And she was wearing a bathing suit because everybody was getting in and out of the pool and stuff.
I had shorts on.
So even Mixit was like, you know, you should cover up a little bit. This is a family party. And then Cookie's brother jumped in. He's like, yeah, dude, there's kids here. What the fuck? Like, totally sarcastic and messing with her. But then this one got all,
I was like, oh my God. So I went to go change. Yeah, I had to go change. She got all
pepper.
Because that was so, like, not nice. You don't know me.
What kind of bathing suit were you wearing?
Like, but I had shorts on, so, like, it went down. That's short. It went down and showed my boob, like, pop cleavage right here. Not the whole titty, but I didn't have nipple covers. I had the whole thing, just a little poof. So, yeah, I don't know.
Covers.
Yeah.
Maybe sounds like a bunch of haters to me.
I don't think he's seen titties before, so I don't know.
You're terrible.
Yeah.
You want a straw for that haterade?
See, it's okay. I don't care if people don't like me.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we are well aware of that.
I don't like you either.
Speaking of some people that people do like,
I'm doing all right.
Right? Well, that's good to know.
We just went through the list of people that fucking hate me.
But since since we're over to Cookie, how about we take it back to a little season one and some lifestyles of the rich and shameless.
Celebrity shit. Miley Cyrus got married. What? Ariana Grande.
Miley Cyrus got married to a man or to a woman?
A man.
Damn it.
To a who? Good one.
Liam Hemsworth?
Yes.
Liam Neeson?
Wow.
He's been taken.
Like three times, right?
Right. Taken to Las
Vegas.
Seems
New like York. All the Disney people are getting married this year. Nick Jonas.
Oh, yeah, that's right. To
I thought he was married.
I can't even say
her. I'm not even,
yes.
I'm What's not his husband's name?
I thought he was
Who's
married.
Who's the lucky fella?
Isn't Nick Jonas married to me? Or is that the other Jonas brother?
That's the other Jonas.
Oh.
The other
which,
Jonas.
Which is this one, like the...
This is the middle.
The youngest one, the cute one.
The dark-haired one?
Well, like he's the not the youngest little... of the...
They're all dark-haired.
Well, because I seen that stupid camp movie that he made with his brothers, because my son made me watch it.
Camp Rock?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'm guessing here. I don't know if that's what it's
called. Maybe that's what he was jerking off to.
Ew. To the Jonas Brothers? He's like, oh yeah, Nick.
Oh, I'm dead.
Hey, we've recruited another
a weird
one.
Fucking kid. What do you want me to say? Like,
oh my God, I don't know. Only my boyfriend knows what he saw, so I don't know. You guys don't know. Ask him.
Phrasing? Are we not saying phrasing anymore? Like, fuck.
Phrasing.
Really?
Phrasing.
Phrasing. Yeah.
What does phrasing mean?
Oh fuck.
My boyfriend is not a phrase. You want me to say Indian boy? What am I supposed to say?
Ariana Grande canceled another concert.
Oh,
another
boo.
Bomb threat?
Apparently.
Really?
No, she's sick. No, she got sick.
Oh. She called it her own bomb threat because she didn't want to do the concert. She was like,
fuck. She wasn't feeling it.
She's like, I'm tired. Calling a fucking bomb threat for me, yeah?
Let's call it a day. What's Pete Davidson up to?
She's so cute, though.
About 6'3 and pasty white.
Yeah, seriously.
Or gray.
Ish.
She's single now, right? She was engaged.
Yeah, to Pete Davidson for a while. They broke up. Yeah.
She's too young to get married.
He's like only 24, 23, 24.
I said she's too young.
She's like older than he is. She's like 25, 26.
Well, that's still young. You're barely starting your life at 25.
What were you doing at 25?
Oh, you don't even want to know.
If you ask Wanja, he'll say some old chick.
Now, if you ask me what I was doing at 25, I'll tell you all kinds of highlights for that year. But
oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is how you know you're getting older.
Before my son, I had all kinds of highlights. No.
The
horror.
The horology class. Yeah. Can wait till later.
It's all about low lights now.
You're the worst.
I know, but I'm the best at the same time.
Yeah, it's debatable.
Let me put my titties there again. Tell me if I'm the best.
It's like a 7.
A 7? You rate these titties a 7? These are like 11, maybe 12, something like that. They're over.
Out of like 100?
Okay, if you do one.
If you're being generous.
I'm just being a bitch.
1 to 100, these are like a million. They're way over the top. Like the top of the chart.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Tits McGee.
Okay, whatever.
You're the worst.
I know. So are you. That's why we get along.
You're like Towly at the fucking on South Park. You're the worst character ever, Towly. Yeah. I know.
I don't care.
I don't even care.
It's life.
Live it. Live it.
Live it, love it, whatever the
So we got
other
people
one.
Getting married. You get, people.
Oh, yeah. Fucking, ooh, I'm married. I'm engaged.
How about the other end of the spectrum? Anybody get divorced?
Usher. 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 Usher.
And
why?
Let me guess, they're saying in all the media that herpes had nothing to do with it.
It never does. It never does.
Yeah.
If that was the case, I would not be engaged. If herpes was a deterrent for getting married.
You're horrible.
Wait, I'm getting a text message right now.
He's breaking up with you on New Year's.
I'm single again?
Call me.
555.
He saw this just in.
Beep, 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 beep.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be awful.
Why?
Well, for who? For you?
Why would that be bad to be single? You can't live life without somebody.
I'm in my 30s. That's just
so
pathetic.
Fucking what? It's just, you know what I accepted after
30? How old are you?
When my love life isn't going great.
It's a joke, Pepper. It's a fucking joke.
You just have to accept.
It's a fucking joke.
Sometime that's God's plan for you to be alone.
Go back to the nunnery.
I've never been there and I will never go there. Hell no. I'll probably turn those nuns out.
You see what I'm saying about phrasing, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Neither do you.
If you don't understand, then the question wasn't for you.
Am I like the Paula of the group? I was drunk and talking nonsense.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't care. I mean,
who's Randy and who's Simon? Oh, Cookie's Randy. And
what?
You're
what?
That guy's Simon right there. He's a dick. He's like, no, you're not
Jasmine
getting in.
Jasmine would be the one rotating normal judge that they have on there.
She's Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, yeah, because she's so nice. Like, all, like, accepting and loving and cheering them up.
We have to thank you for the Kardashians. Thanks, Ryan.
This guy's like, fuck no, you ain't going in. You're not making it to Hollywood. I'm like, yeah, he sang really great. Fucking good job. He's in for me. And then, come on, Simon.
When wasn't he in for you?
It's always in.
Yeah, we know. So saith the reputation.
Anyways.
Like a hot dog down a hallway.
You cannot say that. That's not, you know what the real phrase is? It's like throwing weenies through a hallway. That's the real phrase.
It's actually throwing a weenie.
Throwing a weenie. Oh, I said weenies. I was being
plural.
Plural.
Stop thinking like, about the California slit.
Oh, my God.
Or slit.
California slit. Those are pretty.
Two dicks in the butt and one in the mouth.
Wait. It has a name?
The other day? One in the pinky, or what did I say? I want two in the pinky, not
two
one.
Two in the pink, one in the stink.
But she's like, I want two fists in the stink and, like, maybe the big toe in the pink. She gets weird.
Whatever. No, I don't. Never say things like that. I'm going to church
this
year. She's
like, I just expect that you know.
I'm going to start going to church 2019. Hopefully my life is better. Maybe I'll have highlights for you guys next fucking year.
Churchgoers beware.
If I survive.
You're going to go to church?
Mm-hmm. The real church.
Are you going to join me at the church?
No, I'm not going to that church. I'm going to go to the real church, like the real one, where the priest...
Hey, fuck you. That Rastafarian church is a real church.
No. Where the priests talk and give you a sermon and all that crap, like...
Yeah. Where are you going? Our Lady of the BJ?
They have one? They have one?
She's like walking in going, God, I can't wait for the part where we kneel down.
They have one of those? What city?
There's no pews. You just like, it's all kneelers everywhere.
Instead of getting holy water, you gotta fucking get on your knees and...
Google it. Google it.
I'm not gonna Google that.
Please do.
Our Lady of the BJ?
My phone comes up with some weird shit, and I'm not Googling that.
Because you look at weird shit all the time. That's why it does that.
No, I don't. I don't look at nothing.
Yeah, blame the Google algorithm.
Is that what it is? Like, because what you look
because
at?
Because you're a pervert? Yeah. And it
whatever. I haven't been on... You know what? I haven't watched porn for a long time.
And it's a pattern of perversion that Google is now following?
I haven't watched porn in a long time.
Has it watched you?
She types in A and it comes up with anal gaping. Google's like, I got it from here.
Let's try that. Let's see.
Anal gate? Like Watergate?
Give me a letter.
Is that her favorite movie?
Yeah.
I'll type in A. Let's see. Come on. It says Amazon, Ariana Grande, AutoZone, A Star Is Born, American Airlines. Woo, it's telling me something. Go shopping, go to her concert, then go get your car checked. Then you might have a baby because A Star Is Born. And then American Airlines, fly away.
See? That, you know what? That's interesting.
Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah, all right, I'm doing this. Let's see.
Read your life.
A. Okay, so A, Arby's near me. Amazon, Aquaman, AutoZone.
Wait oh, up. You have AutoZone. See, we're meant to be.
Here's something has to... Oh, what look at his face. Say? Look at his face. You can tell it's something fucking gross.
No, it's not. I Google my partner, so like the first time I type in A, his name comes up, and I was like, oh, shit.
Damn, are you stalking him? That means you're stalking him, because like, yeah.
He knows. He knows I'm stalking him.
She knows because she does it.
Let me pop up his initial. No. Let me see what pops up.
I'm hiding nothing.
It doesn't say anything.
I have nothing to hide.
It has other people's names, but not his.
It's not stalking if they know you're doing it.
No.
All right, Jasmine, what about you?
For A?
Yeah.
I don't know. It says Amazon, Aquaman.
She has age.
That's about it.
All right, random letter. Cookie. V.
Let's see.
As in vagina.
Nothing.
His phone returns dry heaves.
It's all, did you mean P? Penis.
Or C.
Violet Chachki, that's a drag queen. Valvoline Whittier. Venom Vans Verizon Vice.
Was it one of those Vaseline? I'm sorry.
Did it say Vaseline?
No.
Valvoline. Valvoline. My bad. Yeah. I thought it said Vaseline.
Oh, this is fun. Okay.
This is fun.
Who's next?
I think we have a new game.
D.
Desktop Now 10.1, Dr. Manhattan, Dragon Whips His Tail Technique, Duo, Dropbox, DoorDash, More Personal Results.
Oh, personal.
All right, let's see what that says.
Personal Resorts.
Desk Ring Bell, Ding Ding, Rice and Beans Drop. Oh, it's just reading from, I think it's reading from the sound clips that I play when we're doing the soundboard.
Red Pepper F.
S?
F.
F.
F as in fuck?
Yes.
Okay. Dumbass.
Oh my God. It says Facebook. Food near me, Forever 21, Active Fox Sports Go, friend, and then my neighbor named... Yeah.
It's okay.
With an F, but I can't.
Man, y'all are stalkers.
So, fuckface? Was it a fuck?
No. It's a name.
Fernando. Felipe.
Frankie.
Okay. Someone give me a letter.
All right.
W? Yes.
Yeah, W. As in Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang?
Man. Walmart, weather, Wawa, wine insider. That's it.
Went inside her?
No, wine insider.
I thought you said went inside her. I'm like, what?
That showed up on mine.
That did sound like it, though. All right. Who's next?
Cookie.
Cookie G.
Oh, this isn't going to be good. Let's see.
Okay. Like, what if you don't punch anything in?
Google News, Gmail, Google Translate, Google. That's it.
That's it?
Let's see P.
When you guys don't punch anything in, does it show any of you guys anything?
Because it shows a lot what I last me. Typed in.
Yeah.
KFC. No,
I didn't type in any of these things.
Celebrity news.
type in how do.
How do?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you serious?
Yeah, fucking read it.
Oh, my God. No, I don't want to read mine. This is disgusting.
Come on, read it. No, you got to read it now.
I'll read it. I'll read mine. You want me to read mine?
Oh yeah, go for it.
Okay. How does Breaking Bad end? How does Bird Box end? How do you get a UTI?
Oh, my God. We haven't seen these.
How do you get pink eye? How do you get bed bugs? How do you say it in Spanish?
Yeah, I got that. I got the same one, except for the top one on mine says, "How do you become a foster parent in California?"
Oh my God! What the fuck? Mine says, "How does Bird Box end? How do you get a UTI? And how do you get pink eye?" Like, what the fuck? I don't want to know any of those
mine
things.
Mine says, "How does Plan B work?"
All right, let's see. I'm going to add I. How do I? Nope.
How do I? Okay, let's see.
No, that isn't. That's nothing good.
Mine is how do I look? How do I live? How do I get home?
How do I register to vote?
How do I look like? What the fuck?
Yeah, mine says, how do I look like, how do I live, song by Leanne Rimes. How do I get home? How do I register to vote? That's easy.
Let's do how do we. How do we measure relative humidity? What the fuck? I never did.
How?
What? Do, how so do, nerdy.
How do we how know do we how old current? The Earth is?
How do we know how old the Earth is? Okay. Let's do what is.
Let's go back to the alphabets.
What is, you said?
Yeah.
What is?
What is?
What is considered plump?
What is considered what?
What is considered plump?
Okay, what is Bird Box about? What is my IP and what is Ligma?
What is my purpose?
See, even Google knows.
What is the title of the theme for Big Mouth? Oh, that's easy. That's Charles Bradley. Changes.
What does Ligma mean?
Enigma?
Because it says, what is Ligma?
Spell it.
L-I-G-M-A. Ligma.
Are you sure it's not a capital I?
I don't know. Look, I put what is, and that's what popped in. Let's find out. It's probably a disease. Ligma is a joke similar to any joke in the these nuts. Camp, someone says Ligma, and when another person asks what Ligma means, the response is Ligma balls.
Are you looking in the fucking Urban Dictionary?
No, I just put what is and that popped up. I don't even know, I don't even understand that Urban Dictionary.
I just said V and vaginal prolapse came up. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Okay.
Click on it.
Click on it.
Vaginal prolapse occurs when the upper portion of the vagina loses its normal shape and sags or drops down into the vaginal canal.
Now you know what it is, Pepper.
There's Jesus a name Christ, for it. Why the fuck did I Google that?
I don't Google that. That's her history, not mine.
She's all, I know what it is. She's I have like, it.
I didn't want to have a name for it.
I don't have it. I do my Kegels.
You also do my other people's Kegels.
My shit is never dropping.
It's probably one of those things where I'm like looking on WebMD and then just found it under like symptoms and like clicked on it. Like, what the fuck is that?
What are you running short on excuses for work?
Uh-huh. Just say, fuck it. I don't care. I fuck did it. Just say, I don't care.
I don't care.
I did it and
maybe it had something to do with me asking what the fuck was plan B or how it works.
You know what we should do? We should go, like, we should fucking poll a bunch of bosses and ask them, have you ever Googled the top 10 excuses for not coming into work that are found on WebMD?
You could do that.
Have you ever?
Oh, wow. I don't have to. I just say I'm not coming in.
Who do you say that to?
To my boss.
Who's your boss?
Bestie. Well... He's my, old boss. He's my old boss. My new boss is my new boss. Can't discuss who she is.
Secrets.
Okay. Yeah. She works at, what is that strip club called?
Knockers?
No. What is it called?
Peppermint Hippo?
No. Fuck you. I'm not a hip. Are you being mean to me?
It's a take on Spearmint Rhino.
Spearmint Rhino.
Peppermint.
Wow. Oh, I had one highlight in my life. Me and my son, we made like... My son and I.
There you go. You sound
like,
ignorant.
It was a week ago. And I think, I was like, let's make Karma Frappuccino. Because I saw it on Pinterest.
Frappuccinos? Yeah, it was so good. Is that where you like write his dad in the middle of the night when he's asleep? And then 9 months later, people give you gifts and shit?
No, it came out really good. And he's like, you should open a shop. It's called Mom Bucks. And I'm like, ooh, that's a good one. I like that name, Mom Bucks. And then we'll call it a mom. What do we say? A Carmel Mamacino. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the highlight. See, isn't it exciting?
So what did you do today, Jasmine?
Cooking.
And that was Pepper's venture into porn.
You see how exciting my fucking life is?
Mom or bucks. Lack thereof.
That's the highlight of my life.
I think I saw a porn that started like that once.
What porn?
Daddy.
Don't say that.
Instead of like two mermaid tails, it's like Pepper's just spread eagle.
We have.
There's your logo.
We have the mascot.
Shut your mouth. I don't want to talk about me. Whatever.
Mom Bucks.
Instead of a mermaid, it's a whore.
Bucks. I like that name though. Mom Bucks. On a donkey. Whatever. Anyways.
That's their mascot, a fucking donkey.
Typical.
Donkey.
Whatever, I'm not talking to you right now.
With the fucking party hat on.
You're on timeout for 5 minutes.
I'll take it.
The logo is
hee-haw. He saw Don't Threaten Me with a Good Time.
Oh, you know what I saw in the news today? I saw Chris Brown's daughter getting her monkey taken away.
What a dick.
It was so sad. That was a cute little monkey. Chris Brown's daughter got it. Yeah, they said like they had to like take it back and he might do jail time because he had a monkey over here. Like, who cares? Black people live here. Like, come on. Monkeys.
Oh my gosh. In case you were wondering.
That's not nice.
I was waiting. That's three drinks according to Pepper's drinking game.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Do it.
Jester, is ignorance contagious? Because can you move her down a little bit?
Why, you think I want to catch it if it is?
Who the hell do you think I caught it from? You.
I've just met you.
No, you didn't. You know me for years.
I just met you.
We go way back. We go way back. Red light, green light.
No, I guess it must not be because we've been friends for like 33 years and she hasn't rubbed off. I mean, I can hear my brain cells committing suicide when she talks, but I mean, that's normal.
Shit happens.
Because we're two different people. You're you and I'm me. Yeah. Whatever. Do you want to cut the contract early?
He's been trying to.
I think early is a moot point.
It's a like eternity lease.
Stage.
You're going to lease me for life.
Yeah, after this long, I'm pretty sure it's not early termination.
No, you get charged a lot. Where's my car?
Out front.
Where's my car with my bow?
It's parked.
Did y'all get anything cool for Christmas?
It's parked next to my sound bar.
I swear, Pepper, if you say a UTI, I'm gonna be pissed.
I didn't get a UTI. I haven't gotten one in years. I used to get those when I was younger, not now. I don't think I can get one. Even if I tried.
In case you were wondering if
challenge accepted.
If she got around much when she was younger.
Is an understatement.
Not, I didn't get that much around.
She's baking a loaf and it smells like sour cream.
I call it having fun and enjoying life.
Nothing she's wrong like, with that. I was popular.
There was nothing wrong with living life and being popular. Yeah, exactly.
I was social.
I'm not social no more.
Man, I had that shit one time, and they gave me antibiotics, and it turned out I was fucking allergic to the antibiotics.
Ooh, that's not good. You're swelling up.
So I ended up going to the urgent care, and I was like, fuck.
Where were you when you got treated? Here or there?
What the fuck does that matter?
What?
Were you where in Virginia, or were you in California when that happened?
No, here.
Oh, okay. Well, then remind me not to get sick over there.
Right? That should have been, like, the first question they ask.
Yeah, no shit. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to the doctor there. Fuck that.
Are you allergic to anything?
Right.
I'm allergic to sulfa drugs, apparently.
Oh, shit. Don't say that live on the air. Never know when you can meet a bad boyfriend.
And it's funny because I didn't even know I had one, per se. It was just, like, My bladder was kind of feeling like I just felt dehydrated, like so it started to cut. Like my bladder started to kind of hurt, and I was like, okay, I don't want this to be a UTI. So I called a doctor, and they were like, you're probably gonna get a UTI, so you should probably just start taking antibiotics now. And so I was like, all right, cool. So he called in a prescription, and I took it. And this whole entire time, after I took it, I started like fucking itching. The whole entire day I was itching, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Ooh, you
should just drink cranberry. And then I started getting juice. Like hives.
Just drink cranberry juice next time or water. It works.
Yeah. Gotcha.
That's my fucking Mexican remedy.
Pepper sponsored by Ocean Spray.
And Aquafina. Or Dasani, whatever you want to call it. Whatever. So what? That was back in the day. This passed.
That's an awesome title. Season 3, Episode 1, Pepper is sponsored by Ocean Spray.
Shut the fuck up.
I think we found a winner.
I did it.
Oh my god.
That was a good one.
Pampers sponsored by everybody.
That was gold. I'm so glad I mentioned my fucking UTI allergic reaction. We needed that one.
Oh, thank you.
God. You went into details too. Just a little bit, huh?
It's good stuff.
Cookie, what's wrong with you?
Rice and beans, ladies and gentlemen. Rice and beans.
Can't make this shit up.
We're back.
And that was a good. That was a good first outing back. Knocked the rust off a little bit, I think, for us.
I know, that was a lot of it.
What the fuck? Knocked the dust off that pussy.
Well, I mean, I didn't want to make another old joke, but you know, if the shoe fits.
Whatever. There's no dust here.
Cobwebs?
Nothing. Just pure. Pure California slit, whatever you want to call
just
it.
Echoes and sorrow.
Whatever. It's ever, not depressed ever. No more.
Depressed.
It's not depressed no more. No my more. Vagina is actually doing great. Ask it what its highlights are. It'll there's tell you a
trail,
lot.
There's that trail to paradise. She has the boulevard of broken dreams.
The vagina has a lot of highlights.
I could have been a dancer.
I see it there smoking a cigarette. This isn't the way it should have been.
Whatever. Oh, I have a highlight. I have a highlight. I just remembered. I squirted. It's going to get personal, but I squirted a heart. Like, my juices were shaped as a heart. I think my boyfriend has a picture still. It's beautiful. I squirt fucking hearts. That's wonderful. I'm like a unicorn. Magical.
Why would you say that about unicorns?
Because I'm magical. Oof. Can you squirt hearts? Nope. I'll squirt your name tonight.
Challenge accepted.
No, but I can write my name in the snow.
Ooh, I could do a snow jealous? Angel. No, because I could do snow angels in snow.
Calligraphy.
With your pee or what?
Jealous?
No.
Liar. A little bit.
I am not jealous.
Don't lie.
I'm not.
Don't lie.
I never get jealous. Green doesn't go well with me, so I'm not jealous.
Green doesn't go good with yellow and white? Is that what you're going to say?
Ew. No. Anyways. Back to the show.
Back to Friday night.
Back to fortune cookie Friday.
Because our time is up here. But
I want to know my fortune.
We're glad that you tuned in. And we have a lot more coming. Season 3. We've got games. We got more video. And as promised, we're going to be more active on social media. So yeah. Check us out on Instagram, maybe. Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat.
Snapchat. Okay, Cupid, Grindr,
Snapchat.
What a Snapchat, whatever the fuck it's called.
Snapchat.
You know what it's for.
I don't.
That's because you're old.
whatever.
Look, Grandma JB, I'll explain.
Don't call me Grandma JB, okay? I'm not a grandma yet, and no.
What are you going to do about it, Issa? That's what her kid tells her. He looks her straight in the face. He's like, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, the other day I was packing. He's like, ooh, Mama's JB all day. And I'm like, what the fuck? JB stands for his Jimmy's name, bitch. His name and bitch, yeah.
Dick.
Fucking asshole.
So we're going to have much more of that to come. Got some guests coming on, and some of the rotating hosts are going to be back. So the guitar guy and the beauty heroine are going to be coming through this season too.
I love the guitar guy.
And we're looking forward to more good shows. So until next time, take a toke and watch all your worries go up in smoke.